All right, so we're now on Olam Akas, the world of anger. Sadi Tet, Parakeh. Kol HaKoyis Kilo Oved Avodah Zarah. Whoever gets angry, it's as if they worshipped idols. Amru Chazal, Gemara Shabbos says, HaMekari Begadav B'chamaso. Somebody tears his clothing in anger. HaMeshaber Kelo B'chamaso. Breaks his utensils in anger. HaMefazer Ma'osav B'chamaso. Scatters all his money in anger. Throws a fit, a tantrum. Yuvenecha Koved Avodah Zarah. It should be in your eyes as if he worshipped idols. Whoa. Shekach umnaso shel yetzahara. What is the mechanisms, the functions of the yetzahara? Hayom omer lo asakach. Today he tells you do this avera. Lamachar omer lo asakach. The next day he tells you do another avera. Ach omer lo avod avod azara. Until he tells you finally worship idols. Volech lo oved. And then you end up doing it ad kan. So Gemara says whoever gets angry and he throws tantrums, it's like he's doing a avodah zarah. Because what's going to happen? Eventually, he's going to follow a sinful path, and the yetzer hara will have such control over him that he'll end up doing the worst, most grievous sins. The yesh l'shol, we have to ask. Halo shayach zeh b'chol avera. This is practical, relevant with every avera. She'im yaseh kach, b'sof yaseh kach. If you do any avera, in the end, what could happen? You could spiral out of control, you could do more averos, and in the end, you could worship idols. Al derech shamru chazal, aver goreis avera, one avera causes another avera. V'lama yichtu chazal, davar zeh l'midat hakas. So the question is, why does chazal single out anger? Why is it when it's specifically the midah, the terrible sin of anger, that if you're an angry person, in the end what's going to happen is as if you worship idols. Why? Because the Yitzhar has such control over you, such a dominance over you, and you're going to end up doing this avera, till it spirals out of control. But why kas? Why anger? Why not say this about any avera you do? You don't eat kosher, you don't do the right thing, you don't look at the right thing, you don't keep Shabbos. Why specifically anger? You're done. The end game is going to be a disaster, you could spiral out of control. Why anger? V'nira, shebedavka amru kori begadav, mishaber kelav, mefazer ma'osav, says Rav Kestenbaum, it specifically says he rips his clothing, breaks his utensils, scatters his money, shelo, his own, v'lo shel adam acher, not somebody else's. Why? Shakas yechol legrom lekolkach tipshus. Anger could cause a person to reach such low levels, such tipshus, stupidity, foolishness. Ad shemazik et atzmo mitoch kaso, that he's willing to damage himself, hurt himself. You get so crazy, so out of line, you're willing, able, capable of hurting yourself. Kol kulu maser biad yitzro. You're so in the wrappings, the handles of the Yetzihara, the emo shum shlita al atzmo. You have no control over yourself. That's why anger is so dangerous. It's fire. You have no control. Anything could happen. Hot off in the handle, hot under the collar. You could go crazy. He could say things. You could do things. You're out of control. You have nothing stopping you. It's so dangerous. V'lezemru chazal. Therefore, Chazal says, kevin shemaser biyad yitzro kolkach. Since when it comes to anger, you're so entrapped in the workings of the Yetzihara, Ain lo avera shebatuach sheyinatzel mimenu. There's no avera. There's no avera that we could be sure you're going to be saved from. That's why specifically anger is so dangerous that one day you could end up doing a avodah zarah. Why? Because you have no control of yourself. There's no guarantee you'll be stopped from doing any avera. It's so dangerous. And Emir Tashem, this incredible chabura, we're going to learn about kas. Because the more we learn about it, think about it, Emir Tashem, the more it will impact us. Yishkoch gadol.